We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the top, in the middle of the line. The pasuk it says, "Ki hashoshos yehiroshun tzadik ma'pal," which means the foundations collapsed and tzadik ma'pal. I'm going to have three pshatim in this pasuk. Rav Yehuda, Rav Eina, Chad Omar, Ilu Chizkia v'siyate neharsim. If Chizkia and his group of Tamidim would have got destroyed, tzadik ma'pal. What kind of schar is that for Chizkio? Which tzaddik is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, mas schar hu mishalim. That's what happened. What's the schar that Kadosh Baruch Hu pays? So here we're calling Chizkio and Siatoi, we're calling them hashosos, foundations. We'll see why. V'chad amar, ilu beis hamikdash yaharos, if his mikdash would have been destroyed, tzaddik ma'pal, and they hear tzaddik, it means, ayin aflo oisah shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, if the mikdash would have been charev, with the Eitzah of Shavna, Shavna wanted to make peace with Sancheiros. Sancheiros came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So Tzadik Ma'apol, Ayin Nefloi Shekar Shbaruch Hu. That's the second pshat. And the third pshat is Ula's pshat. V'ula Amar, Ilu Machshavoi Shal Oysa Rasha, Eina HaRasais. If the Machshava of Yena Rasha will not be destroyed, Tzadik Ma'apol, which means this here, Loshon Shasos means, see, the first pshat, Shasos is referring to the tzaddikim. Second pshat, Shasos is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. For this pshat, Shasos are talking about the machshava of Shavna Harasha. It says, if not that the machshava of Shavna would have been destroyed, so then the ma'pal, if that would have happened, the ma'pal came, what's the pa'olo of Chizkio? Where's his schar? So now, we know how Shasos could be a Loshon of machshava, because it says in Parshas, Va'era v'loy shos libay gam lazois. That paroi, and this is va'era, where the makkah, v'loy shos libay gam lazois. He didn't, shos is loshen of machshav. So the Gemara is like this. Bishlav mandi oma ilu machshavai shos yisra rosh, hainu chsev kia shos yisra rosh, loshen yisra shos yisra means machshav. Mandi oma beisa mekdash nami, had a shos yisra mekdash mekdash tan with the Mishnah, even yisra shom yisra mekdash tevi amara shayinim, v'shasiyah yisra kras. There was a stone there from the days of Vini amara shayinim, and it was called shasiyah, even shasiyah. So we see the Loshon Shasos is first to the stone of the Beis HaMikdash. Elamad yam chizkiv siyatoi, heicha ashkon tzadiki, the ikri shasos. Where do you find this tigam called shasos? The chsiv says in the pasuk, ki la Hashem matzuki aretz, tzayim v'te gemara, the chsiv ki la Hashem matzuki aretz, v'yoshas aleim tevel. That Hashem are the matzuki, the pillars of the world, which are tzadikim, v'yoshas aleim tevel, and he built the world on their shoulders, on their foundations. So you see that tzadikim are called shasos v'yosh aleim tevel. That's one pshat. The reason why the tzadikim are called shasos is a different pasuk. The pasuk says, hifli eitzah higdil tashia, and it's referring to the Torah. Higdil tashia is referring to the Torah. And the world is gebayt, like Rashi Hashem, sha'olam mushos al ha'tayra v'leim deha nikras tashia. It's called tashia because the whole world is gebayt, is the foundation, is a ta'ira. Amra charon loma nikras shmai tashia, p'nishma tashia is kayach ha'adam. Ta'ira is called tashia because it weakens the kayach of a person. Not from the hard work, because schlepping big bricks are harder than learning ta'ira, but it's the commitment to the ta'ira that weakens a person. Dova acha tashia shenitnu b'chashoy. That ta'ira was given b'chashoy. The Satan did not want the Torah to come down to this world, b'nei ha-Satan, and therefore was given quietly. Tashia stands for two things. Toy is Tayu, and Shia is the foundation. It means that the Tayu is Dibur. Words are Tayu, they're not mamashis. So Tayu, the world's geboit on the Tayu. That's what's called Tashia. The three pshatim why it's called a Shia, either because Matashas Kaichai, or because it's given b'chashoy, or because it's Toyu and it's a foundation. Ama ula machshava my LS, I fill the Dara. A machshava of daiga on your mezoinis could work to make you forget the Torah. Shenemar, Mefer machshavois arumim. So Pasuk says that Hashem, Mefer machshavois arumim, loisa asena yadeim tashia. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a zaynus and a vato, the bad machshavos, and therefore helps them learn Torah. Amar Rava, this only is true if he's not learning lishma. Asukin lishma inam elis. If he learns lishma, then a machshava will not make him forget Torah. Shnema, Rabbis machshavos blavish vasas Hashem yisokum. Eitza sheyesh bei dvar Hashem yitakum loylam. Eitza that has dvar Hashem, which means learning Torah that's done lishma, he takum loylam will be there forever, and nothing could make you forget it. Going back to Psuli Edis. Then the Mishnah, a psul edus, kumasacha bekovion, mafrichayonim, serchashvias, malva ribis, and Ruhuda says, emesai, if you have no other job. But if you have no other job, then it's there's no problem with sacha bekovion if you have another job. So it comes out, the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda means that we're saying it's not a smachta mesachah bekuvya. It's not gzeila. So Tosis speaks out, very important Tosis. The Ramaskal Loch Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis says, the machshav shiyesh lo umnes v'loihu. So Tosis begins a loch. The mesachah bekuvya lama smachti. But daf kug shemoyah shneim ala daf. Shkaran shkaran lo. It says, the only time we say that it's not a smachta, but the money's on the table. But that's l'kuli amba. If you didn't give the money yet, and you said, if I lose, I'm going to take the money out of my pocket and give it to you, that l'kuli amba is a smachta and is loikanya, even for Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, they put the coin, but still, you have a problem. Ain't a minute yishuv. You have a problem. That could be not from the yishuv. It's a big shaila of halacha. How to learn ain't a minute yishuv. Ain't a minute yishuv means that just as long as it's not your full time job, or according to Shulchan Aruch, how he paskin is, if he uses that as panasa as well, then it's also a pasul edus. The guy makes a panasa and he uses gambling to supplement his panasa, so then it's also called ain't a minute yishuv according to Shulchan Aruch, and therefore that's a problem for a person to say edus that way. But Bezdin, all the psulim in our Mishnah, which he spoke out, if you heard the shir on Daf Chavay, on Daf Chavdal on Beis, that's the Rabbanon, according to Taisvis. So all those four are the Rabbanon, those psulim. Those four psulim need achraza, which means not automatically apostle edus. You first have to announce that the apostle edus. Why did Chazal make that it's only apostle after you announce it? So the Rishonim said the reason is because we want people to be careful not to use them for edim. People don't know. So therefore, these circular spheres, Mav Ribbis, you have to announce that they're apostle Adas and then the apostle. What about Araya? Araya is one of the psalm we added on. Now, Araya, everyone knows he's Araya. So, Pliga bar Rav Acha Ravina, Chalam Abay Achraza, Chalam Abay Achraza. So, Bishlama, Lamandi Amaloy Bay Achraza, Hainu Dam Rav Yudo, Amarav, Stam Roya apostle. Stam Roya is apostle. Therefore, we don't need an Achraza because, you know, the guy, what's his job? Shepherd, okay? I know he's apostle Adas because every shepherd is considered a Ganet. But if you hold, you need a chrozo. So what does it mean, my stam raya apostle? Stam raya sounds like it's apostle. I don't need a chrozo. So it means without knowing that he actually goes to other people's fields, stam raya will be machris on him. But why do you have to be machris? So, and why do you have to be machris? Because not everyone knows he's a raya, I guess. Not everyone knows he's a raya, you have to be machris. So who matana? There was a certain matana, a star matana, that vachaslo train gazlom. Two gazlom signed in it. Sovra papa bar Shmuel la achshura. Rapa bar Shmuel said maybe it's kosher to aloy achrazina nalayu because they didn't make achraz about him. They didn't make achraz about these two guys that the gazlonim. Amalei Rava nehi de beinon achraz begazlon the rabbanon. The only achraz like spoke out by the rabbanon. Begazlon the raisa maybe achraz, but begazlon you don't need achraz. Now why don't you need achraz? Maybe guy is in a fall in. I guess the part is because since the Torah passed them, you don't need a. You can't. The Chazal couldn't say, oh, you need achraz to pass them. They're etzim pasul, and therefore you don't need achraz to the pasul like this. Simin devar v'arayis ganav. Omrav Nachman. Oichle dova achar psul edus. What does that mean? Oichle dova achar. So usually it means it's only it's chazir, but Tosis speaks out. You can't say that because even the nevela the apostle edus. You don't. It can't be common to say that. So what is it saying? It is saying is that someone's a cobbled stalker from the goyim. It's a chil Hashem machmas mamon because they want money and therefore the apostle edus. Hani mili v'fahesi. Only if they accept this stock of v'fahesi. Avo b'tzina loy. V'fahesi na mili amar and elo de'ef sh'lei l'tzumi b'tzina. Only if it's possible to do a b'tzina. V'kom v'vazan ash v'fahesi. V'vazan himself v'fahesi. Avo loy ef sh'lei chiyusihu. But if it's not possible, then that's their chiyus. And the only way to live is through tzedakah from the goyim, then the latter take. And it's not called chalashim. Look at Hashem, they have no choice. Omar av Nachman. Achoshud al arayis koshul edus. Someone who's choshud on arayis is koshul edus. Yesterday said, that's kosher leidus. This man the Amahel, that's kosher leidus. Now Tosis asks, why is it different oichel levelus l'teyavon, or plenty ravani l'tzoyne, that we said it's posel leidus? So he said here, it's because Yitzroi tokvoy, so as the Arias alone, we wouldn't say that it's such a big rasha, because there's a big Yitzhar of it, and it was not a rasha. But we'll see why posel leidus. Huh? Oh, no, so Rashi and Tosis was learned that we knew he did it. It wasn't Stam Chashud. It was Lamais, yeah. So we'll see in a second. Aram Sheshes, Oni Mari, says, answer me, Rebbe. Arbaum Mekasi with a kosher. He gets Malkus and his kosher. Omarava. But still, Rav Nachman held on. That's not, it's kosher like this. Omarava, Moedir Rav Nachman, Lina Edis Isha. That's a guy by Edis Mamu when saying his kosher. But the guy by Edis Isha, to be made about a lady that she's married or not married, she's an apostle. Then you're apostle, because he's a kosher to our rights. So Omaravina Retamer Rapapa. Loya Maron El Lafuka. That's only if you're saying her husband died, because they were worried that he wants to mezana with her. That's why he's saying her husband died. So that's why Chosha Rai is not believed. Avalelua, to make her mekudesha, is less lamba. If he says that she's mekudesha, he's believed. Why? Because there he's making it harder for him. So more pshita. Well, of course he's nema for that. Maybe think that's better for him. Could be mayim genuvim. That's why he wants to be married. Kamas rulon the kama the kaima hachi shichalei. Myself, she's not married. It's easier for him. I can answer a very simple question. It's bothering me very simple. What do you mean? He's saying he's making up a story. She's married to make mayim yimtaku. She's not married. She's not really married. He's making up the story. Teretz says, Dr. Archaner, that once she gets, she looks like she's married, that's part of Mayim Taku. You have to hide out. That's the Mayim Taku, even if it's not real. But since you have to make believe it is, that alone is the Mayim Taku. Davar Nachman. So that was the first two simanim, right? Davar means Oichu Davar Achar, and it writes. The third simon is Ganav. Someone steals in the time Nisan, which was Zman Ha Kotzir, and Zman, and by Tishrei, which is Zman of gathering, is not a Ganav. What does that mean? Hanemili by Arisa, a sharecropper, a dove, a mood, a small man, because he's Meir Hatti. He says, look, I work so hard, and therefore I'm allowed to take also Nigma Malachta, so I'm a pile. So he's Meir Hatti to take, therefore he's not considered a Ganav. But the rest of the year, the sharecropper is the Ganav. But if you're not a sharecropper, of course you're a Ganav anytime. Ichred Rav Zvid, the farmer of Rav Zvid, Chad Gonav Kav of the Sari, one stole a Kav of barley, pasta, and he passed them, the Chad Gonav Kibura Dahini. Stole an eshkol of dates, and passed them. Why they passed them? Because this guy was not an oris. He was a hard worker. If not an oris, there's no way to mer heter, and therefore they passed them aedis. Now Hani Kavroy, this guy is from Chaver Kadisha. The covenant that they got paid for burying, and they buried someone on Yom Tov Rishon of Atzeres. The covenant after Yom Tov Rishon of Atzeres. Shamtinu Rapapa passed them aedis. Rapapa put them into cherem and passed them to aedis because they're doing it for money. They're doing it for money. They were over yontif. Vachshun Rehun Reishur. Who says it's their kosher? Only Papa of Arashon or the Rasham. They're working on yontif for money. So the Gemara Sabri Mitzvah Ka'avdi. They think they're doing a mitzvah. They're burying the mace. I become Shamtinu Lu. You're putting them into cherem and they keep it doing it again. You put them in cherem again. Heck, they think it's a mitzvah. You see, it's not a mitzvah. Sabri Kapara Ka'avdi Rabbanon. They think Be'etzem you're allowed to do it, but you might say we need a kapara because we're over yontif. So that's what you get a nidui. But they didn't chapt. You're not allowed to do it. Therefore, they're kosher leedus because they think they're doing a mitzvah and they're doing a mitzvah, and therefore they will be kosher leedus.